Let's do one on Mattie, M-A-T-T-I-E, Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M, dated for today, which was the 6th of September. She was born 11/11/32. This is an 87-year-old woman, originally from Memphis, Tennessee, who lives with her daughter, Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, Bonner, B-O-N-N-E-R, and has been widowed for many, many years, period. She used to smoke and drink, but she quit again years ago, period. Patient used to be an electric cord, C-O-R-D, factory supervisor, and has had a tremendous change in her behavior and her condition in the past 4 weeks. First of all, she's lost weight, about 15 pounds. She's confused. She's thin. She's lost her appetite most of the time. She's eating only about 20% of her meals. She's now become incontinent, ADL dependent, has had many falls in the past 2 weeks, suffers from sundowner syndrome, difficulty sleeping, becomes very belligerent at nighttime, period. She also has had muscle wasting, constipation, diarrhea, weakness, sleeping 18 to 20 hours a day, period. Once again, frequent falls has been the hallmark of her change and confusion, period. New paragraph. She's also developed a swollen hand on the right side with slight redness, which needs to be addressed, period. She's no longer able to go in the car or travel in the car, and that's why, and given her changes, her above-mentioned changes consistent with worsening dementia, it has her daughter has decided to place patient on hospice, period. She, about a month ago, she was able to go to the kitchen and get some coffee, but no longer is she able to do so, period. She does have a living will, and she's a DNR. Family has decided against any type of tube feeding at this time. Allergy, non-family history, mom died of heart disease and diabetes. Nothing is known about her father. Surgical history, nothing recently, all related to motor vehicle accident years ago. Medical problems, hypertension, volume overload, anxiety, dementia, severe. COVID vaccination, up-to-date medication includes Depakote, which used to calm her down because of her violent behavior. Vitamins, Lasix 20 mg, Lisinopril 20 mg, Metoprolol 50 mg BID, Biastolic 10 mg once a day, Aricept 10 mg a day, Trazodone recently increased to 100 mg a day, Plavix and Celexa. Patient does not have a stent in place. Plavix was used because of heart disease, per Ms. Bonner, B-O-N-N-E-R. On the exam, Ms. Ingram is awake, but falls asleep while answering questions and in her confusion. Her blood pressure is 100 over 60, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. She's a febrile. Heart positive, one positive is 2 with a 3. Loud systolic ejection murmur consistent with aortic stenosis. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft but scaphoid. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting but no edema. Skin shows decreased turgor. Neurological movement, all 4 extremities. Slurred speech noted and confusion. Patient is no longer oriented to person, place, or time. Assessment number 1. Or here we have an 87-year-old woman with history of end-stage dementia, demonstrated by weight loss, significant weight loss, confusion, no longer oriented to person, place, or time, decreased appetite, total ADL dependency, incontinency, sundowner syndrome, belligerent behavior requiring medication, bowel behavioral problems, weakness, sleeping 18 to 20 hours a day with frequent falls, and no longer able to travel to doctor's office and slurred speech, period. Patient is definitely appropriate for hospice, most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. Patient is being admitted to hospice with end-stage dementia at this time, period. Number 2, behavioral issues, continue with current medication. Number 3, slightly red, warm, swollen right hand, cannot rule out a fracture. Nevertheless, this is more consistent with cellulitis. We'll treat with low-dose Motrin and Keflex. Next number, patient has a living will. Next number, patient is a DNR. Next number is hypertension controlled. We may be able to decrease the metoprolol to once a day. Next number, weight loss. Next number is muscle wasting. Next number is coronary artery disease. Next number, change in behavior consistent with end-stage dementia. Thank you.